Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chris Andy joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
The Freaks Come Out at Night by Houdini. Some semi-ceremonial Halloween music.
Lakers in town for Halloween, and it appears, here's a little bit of a trick, it appears that Luka may play. He's been upgraded to questionable, as has Marcus Smart.
Yeah, the Luka thing is a little confusing to me because I had read something that he was not on the road with the Lakers. He was not on the road trip, and maybe they thought he'd be back the first home game. But then they upgrade him to questionable. I assume that means he is in town. Play. And so, you know, maybe he'll play.
And Marcus Smart and Jake LaRavia. What do you think of the Lakers? We've talked about it a little bit. You're not impressed.
Well, I think the back half of that roster is one of the worst back halves of a roster among teams that have serious playoff hopes.
Right.
Now, they have Luka, and maybe they'll have LeBron at some point later, and Austin Reeves is off to a great start, and you know, they have some other guy, you know, Jake LaRavia and a few other people who are legitimate rotation players, but the back half is dire. I mean, there was a game, we're like a week into the season, there's one of these games, I looked at the box score, and they played Bronny James and former Arkansas Razorback, not really an NBA player yet, Nick Smith Jr., a combined like 35, 36 minutes in a game that mattered. Like Bronny James played 18 minutes and didn't score. You know, like this was not a mop up duty thing. This was like a 6-point game or whatever, and that's what they were reduced to. And so I think the back half of that roster is bad, and they're going to have stars carry them, and maybe they will, but we'll see.
Isn't, by the way, it's because of injury, but isn't the Grizzly? I mean, you got Javon Smart playing like small playing Dyer, like, and Landale. It's also Dyer because of injury, right?
It's less dire. I'm talking about looking at the roster 1 through 15, right? Like before the season starts. I think the back half of the Grizzlies roster is much stronger than the back half of the Lakers roster. Javon Smalls on a two-way. He's not even on the 15-man
roster.
That's what I mean.
The players that they're being forced to play is...
But I'm not just talking about I'm talking about the whole roster.
No, yeah. I was just looking up the other day, and it was one point when the Grizzlies were trailing the Suns, and you're just thinking, well, I mean, look who they have to play. You know, like it's every win they get someone said to me, well, they had to be bailed out by Ja. Well, that's what he's there for. Like, you know what I mean? That is what he's there for. Anyway, it's sort of fun to see people continuing to discover how great Cedric Howard is. I've been enjoying that.
It's even more fun to discover Cedric Howard on your own. You know, you don't need the outside validation. You can watch a guy and see that he's good. You know,
I do like the envy though. Like I like hearing from other fans. Damn, that's the team. That's the guy I wanted my team to draft and whatever like that. How he defensively, like he's got things to learn, but his tools are so immense. What is he going to be ideally defensively?
Well, he is he is sort of what you just said. I mean, he has all the physical capabilities, and I think the mental capabilities, for lack of a better term. I think he has all of everything he needs to be a plus defender. I think it's hard to ask a rookie to be a plus defender. Jalen Wells was last year, but they are. I mean, they're taking the accelerated path with him defensively. I mean, they threw him out there on Steph Curry. They threw him out there on Devin Booker. And it wasn't a situation where this is all we got, because you got Jalen Wells and you've got Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Like, you have other guys. And they've been giving him these assignments. You know, the thing they've said, going back to training camp, Islo said, like, what kind of good player could he? He could be different kinds of good players. If he ends up being a guy who's just good at everything, that will lead to its own questions, because you can't be good at everything every second necessarily. This is sort of one of those questions we have with Jaren, the usage on offense versus the impact on defense. And can you have both dials pushed all the way up all the time? And so we'll see where it goes. I think, you know, 7'2 wingspan, the athleticism, the strength, all the tools are there to be a plus defender.
Yeah. It makes you wonder. I mean, you don't wonder. You know why he fell to where he fell in the draft, because he didn't.
Well, he didn't fall. That's where he went.
Right. But why he went where he went in the draft?
Yeah. I mean, 3 weeks before that, people thought he was going to go in the 20s. He actually rose.
Right. Right. Jaren, I mean, so much of this small sums. Like two days ago, people were wondering about Santi, and then he has an incredibly active game against the Suns. I mean, you know, whatever. So.
Right.
What do you make of Jaren's start?
It's been fine. I mean, he hasn't been great in any game. He's been good in every game, pretty much. So I guess, I don't know, people like, he hadn't scored 25 points. Is that a problem or whatever? I don't know. I think he's been fine. I would like to see the first game, he had the 6 blocks against the Suns. He had combined 4 steals plus blocks. That's really a number I look at with Jaren. I want to see that defensive activity and that defensive impact from him. I think, you know, finding your shots in the offense is sort of a question. And given that the offense has sort of shifted back towards, you know, the more pick and roll oriented stuff, that's more Ja oriented. You know, it's 5 games. He missed all summer, really, recovering from a toe surgery. I don't really see a big deal in the Jaren play.
So who guards Luka and who guards Austin Reaves?
They have typically, well, if they both play, it's a good question. I would think that you would, I'm trying to think about who the Lakers in that formulation, they said play Hachimura because LeBron's out. Who are they going to start? They're going to start Ayton, Hachimura, and they were starting Gabe Vincent, but now he's out. So they're probably going to start Laravia, I would guess, as the 5th guy. So ideally, I think you'd want to put Jalen Wells on Luka and KCP on Reaves, but you got to put Ja somewhere. And if they were still starting Gabe Vincent, that's an easy,
right.
That's an easy call. But it may be that it may be 12 versus 12. It may be, you know, maybe John Morant's guarding Laravia. But I would think you would want to start with Wells on Luka. But I bet Cedric Howard gets some Luka minutes if Luka's playing.
I was going to say, that'd be kind of fun. Cedric Howard on Luka. All right.
Jaren also might get some Luka minutes, depending on how things
And I do think Jaren will be, I mean, you've made this point before, that he is best when he... He'll be better when he's got Zach next to him.
Well, I think the team defense will be better. When they're able to play Jaren. I think Zach Edey is really important for just what this team wants to be and what it can be, period, not just for Jaren. Yeah.
Right. All right, let's look around the league just a little bit. Orlando got a win last night, but they don't look right. And people are already like, well, maybe Desmond Bane wasn't, he didn't have a big game last night.
Right.
What 9 points or something, whatever. What do you think ails Orlando?
I haven't really watched them. The thing that their offense has still been bad, and it was bad last year, and that's a problem because it's supposed to get better, right?
Right.
But the real problem is that the defense has fallen
exactly.
off. Exactly. And I don't know why that's happened. My thing with Orlando, I still picked Orlando to finish 3rd in the East, which was the conventional wisdom. That's where most people had them. But I didn't believe in them as a playoff team. And I think I noted at some point somewhere, I don't think they have a true lead guard. I really like Desmond Bane. Obviously I really like Jalen Suggs. I think they're both secondary guards on a contending team. I don't think either of them is a real lead guard. So you're really depending on Paolo Banchero to run your offense. I wasn't sure I really believed in that at the highest level, but I figured their defense was second in the league last year, and they got three guys who can get you 20 points on a given night. Like, they should rack up a lot of regular season wins. I think they probably still will, but I think I got to think the seat's pretty hot for the head coach in Orlando right now, because they got their guys.
They're
going to
be in the second apron this summer,
yeah.
I think. And
they got
it's
their
crazy.
Guys that they're locked in to this core, and if he can't make this core work, the next move has to be trying to see if a different coach can make it work. Now, it's early in the season. They won last night, but that was against Charlotte. So I think Orlando is a source of concern for Orlando. It's a source of potential promise for the Grizzlies.
It is certainly. Yeah. If you look at that, four first-round picks. Now, they don't have all of them, but they have the one this year.
Well, they've already used two of them.
They've already used two of them. So you got two teams in the East, in Orlando and Atlanta, that were sort of, these two teams could take a jump. And they've both been disappointing out of the gate. Now, Trae Young, I think, is hurt or had to leave that game early. Thoughts on they've struggled as well?
Yeah, I've not looked into the weeds of what's going on in Atlanta. I mean, Trae Young has had some issues. It seems like he's going to miss a little bit of time, it seems like, with that. There's already some Atlanta Hawks fans annoyed that Luke Kennard won't shoot enough. That's ceremonial as Luke Kennard makes his way around the association. Ricochet, I think, has missed some games. I'm not sure what's up with that. I don't really have a.
Do you think that
I haven't looked closely?
Won't
at what's
shoot
going
enough
on in
or
Atlanta.
Can't shoot enough?
It's a little bit of both. He there's an athleticism thing with him, and you would see it. That I think he needs a little bit of space to get a shot off, but also just there's a. Athleticism matters in the NBA still, and he was not the most dynamic guy athletically or with the ball. Yeah,
right. Yeah, and on the other hand, you've got Chicago undefeated, and you've got Philadelphia undefeated. I don't think that people are looking at Chicago. Bezalis has been great, and that's been important for them. I do think you start to look at Philadelphia and think, well, with the backcourt they have, and Embiid, if you could play him fewer minutes, and like that looks more real.
Tyrese Maxey has their lead guard has legit all NBA level ability, and we've seen him put up 40 in playoff games in the heat of the moment. I think Edgecombe is just good. It's going to be good. They don't even have Jared McCain, who was probably the best rookie in the first half of last season before he got injured. So Quentin Grimes is playing really well off the bench. They got a lot of guards and who are good, and they seem to be doing a good job. I think Nick Nurse is a good coach, even though things have not gone well with him in Philadelphia. He won a title in Toronto. So you got a good coach. You got a lot of interesting guards there. Paul George hasn't even played. I don't know if they really want him to play. I don't know what they can do with him. The Embiid thing's interesting because you don't necessarily need him to be his best self, but if he's going to play, you need him to not be a drag. And it seems like some of these games he's been a positive when he's played. Some of the games he's been like more of an obstacle than a solution. And so we'll see where that goes. But given how unsettled the East is, if Maxey and Edgecombe are going to play like this, Philly could definitely be a top six team in the East.
And then you got the Bucks, who with Giannis beat the Knicks the other night, and then without Giannis beat the Warriors. Thoughts on the Bucks?
My best off the cuff prediction that I could remember I've made in the last 2 months is when Drew and I did. I didn't write this. I wish I'd written it. But when Drew and I did our NBA preview podcast, and we at the very end we're doing the awards, we came to most improved, and I said a deep sleeper here is Ryan Rollins, who I thought was going to be had a chance to be the number two scorer for this Bucks team, and right now he is the number two scorer for this Bucks team. He had a big game last night. Giannis, right now, I think for all the attention Wimby's gotten, I think if you stop the season now after five games, which would be ridiculous, I think Giannis would be the MVP of the league. And so we'll see. That the roster is not good, but if Giannis just has a monster season, and Ryan Rollins is a two-way guard who can get you 16 points a night and play defense, maybe. Maybe that could also be a top 16.
Wimby is averaging 36 points, 14 rebounds, 3.4 assists, and 4.8 blocks.
I think the assist number's higher than that.
It's
but
crazy.
Yeah, no, he's having a monster season.
By the way, I was not familiar with why Ryan Rollins, the path that he took. I take it you probably were. Shoplifting seven times.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
That's why the Wizards released him.
during the summer when we were doing the free agency stuff, he's a guy I wrote about. Because I was looking at who were, like, lower-cost Grizzlies for agencies. Because there was a need for maybe another guard.
Right.
They ended up signing Ty Jerome. There was also a need for a center. So when I was looking at who are guys you could get cheap, like, could you take this, you know, this exception they use all of on Ty Jerome and split it up and, like, get a cheap guard and a cheap center? Ryan Rollins was a cheap guard I'd cited. So he's someone I'd been looking at during the summer.
So after he was waived by the Wizards, he played well on a two-way for the Bucks last year.
He was drafted originally, by the Warriors.
Yep, Warriors.
Yeah.
And then he was in part of the pool deal. That's how he ended up with the Wizards. Then they waived him after the shoplifting, and then he gets a two-way to the Bucks.
You have studied the TikTok of Ryan Rollins
more
than I
have. Where'd he come from? And
right.
I mean, listen, I actually don't think it's the – I mean, it's
– He got drafted by the Warriors. I'll do the short version. Uh-huh. He got drafted by the Warriors. He was an interesting, you know, 6'3 guard with some shooting ability and athleticism, good college numbers. People were intrigued. Hollinger had written about him coming out of the draft. And – it's hard to break through in the NBA. So he spent a few years bouncing around as, you know, an end of roster, two-way, G League kind of guy, and then finally started to get some minutes last year with Milwaukee and was good when he played and seemed to be primed for a guy who could break through this season.
I do know the TikTok version.
Yeah.
He got a Jones fracture when he got to the Warriors. That's why he didn't play his first year.
Okay.
He was Steph Curry's locker room mate, though. And I just read about. I mean, the guy had 32-8 last night. I'm like, who the hell is Ryan Rollins? So anyway, all right, Chris. If you on Halloween could emerge with one candy bar at the end of the night, what's that candy bar?
Give me a Reese's stick.
A Reese's stick?
Yeah.
I'm not even familiar. What is it?
It's, I don't know. It's been like 10 years or so that they developed that. It's kind of like a Kit Kat, but it's Reese's peanut butter.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeffrey, are you familiar with the Reese's stick?
Yeah, I've not tried it, but I'm as someone who frequents gas stations, I can.
It's better than the peanut butter cup itself. You prefer it to the peanut butter cup. All right. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. You'll be down there tonight. Grizzlies, Lakers at FedEx Forum. That's a late tip. You're going to be up late writing tonight, Chris. Appreciate it.
Yep.
We're going to come back. Jeffrey's bets on the other side. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. So Jeffrey, here's this appears to be news, that I'm seeing. See if you see it too. The Dolphins parting ways.
So I don't have Twitter, Jeff. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Go to ESPN.com.
Well, that's what when you said it right before we came back to air. I do not see anything on ESPN.com, but
this is according to Jonathan Jones. The Dolphins are parting
ways.
He's
CBS. Let me see.
With GM Chris Greer, source tells NFL on CBS. He's the GM. Greer has been there since 2016. Worked with the team for a quarter century. The first GM job in the league opens now.
I did wonder after last night with how. Like, it looked like a college atmosphere in terms of being frustrated.
Oh, miserable.
I did wonder if there was going to have to be a scalp, and Chris Greer is definitely one that Dolphins fans have wanted his scalp.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Our first GM of the year?
First GM of the
year.
Almost
made it to November.
The coaching carousel needed was getting all the attention.
Yeah.
You know? And so it was time we got some the GM carousel. The GM carousel doesn't get nearly as much attention. Is Joe Shane going to be back?
I think it kind of depends on how the rest of this is going. Like, the Giants do, and it's not just Dart. Like, they're a better watch right now, and so people are less angry. But I got to think.
Well, and people like that they may have found a quarterback, right?
Yeah. The problem though is like now with Scadaboo out, like. I think that greatly impacts the running
game.
But
it also gives you an excuse.
Yeah, but like...
Of course, at this point in your career...
Correct.
Do you want excuses or do you want...
Well, and also, like, the Mares and the Tishes kind of can be emotional.
Just looking at this, what other GMs... We'll get to your bets in a minute. GMs on the hot seat. Let's just see what other GMs could be fired.
I wonder about the Texans guy. Cause you know, he made, you know, the whole rebuild the offensive line by trading your best player.
That didn't go so well. I don't know. All right.
Let's see.
Friday we do this. Jeffrey,
people are still saying Andrew Berry's on the hot seat.
Oh,
I feel like he perpetually lives on the hot seat.
Yeah. But the thing is, here's the thing. The Jags trade looks – the trade with the Jags looks great.
I totally agree with you.
Like, they're killing it. And they're set up. Like, Jimmy Haslam seems incredibly patient. And one of the things interesting is that even talking about Stefanski, he came out – he had the comments earlier this week saying he had to deal with this big trade that didn't work out. Basically, it's like – Haslam's taking responsibility for Deshaun Watson, and therefore it's letting everybody else off the hook. Listen, we made them do this. It was stupid. It was a disaster. And so that's why we don't care that you know, we're giving Stefanski and feels like Andrew Berry incredibly long leash. And
I totally agree. That I think that was actually my favorite deal of the draft.
To me, the only question is that if you are rebuilding, why didn't you also then go and trade Myles Garrett? Except for, here's the other thing. They needed a new stadium. The Browns had this, they were still trying to finish their stadium deal for the stadium that's not in Cleveland but is outside Cleveland. And there's some thinking that signing Myles Garrett gave them credibility for the stadium deal. Now that they have the stadium deal, and actually the way the dead money works, it would not be impossible. If it doesn't feel like they're going to. And by the way, trade deadline coming up Tuesday. It doesn't feel like they're going to, but you could, in fact, if you wanted to, move off of Myles Garrett.
I think sometimes you also got to sell some tickets.
Right.
And but
I do think if you're going to be rebuilding the way they're rebuilding, why not just get, if you can get, you know, three firsts for Myles Garrett, why don't you do it? Or
why
two firsts and a second.
Why not move him in the offseason?
Yeah, that's fine. Move him in the
offseason. Ryan Poles has got to be on the hot seat, right? I mean, they look a little better, but
guess. How long has he been there?
I want to say this is year five. Let's see. 2022, so this is his fourth season.
All right, every year, every college football season, I walk into the bank, Leaders Financial. And I ask for the crispest. I go in because I don't want to get whatever $100 bills are going to be spit out by the ATM. I want the new ones. And so I go in and I say, the crispest $100 bills you have available. And I get 10 of them. And I hand them over to Jeffrey and I say, go forth and invest, Jeffrey. And he does. And most years I do pretty damn well with this strategy for investing. This year has been a bit of a roller coaster, but I'm still up.
You are still up, Jeff.
How much?
You're still up.
How much?
You're still up.
The thousand is now
$1,005.
I'm still up.
You're still up,
baby. But I do think it's time to snap the little lull okay. that we've been in. We've been in a little bit of a lull.
We also had some unbelievably terrible situations.
Okay, tell me
last
one
week.
Sob story. I'll allow you one sob story. One.
Last Friday night,
yep.
Cal is at Virginia Tech.
Okay.
And yes, I don't like playing the teams that are traveling super far.
But you
but
did in this
the
instance.
Number got so high. I'm like, Virginia Tech's not a touchdown better than anyone. Well, lo and behold.
So what was the line?
The line was six.
The line was six, and
correct.
We had Cal.
And we had Cal. Virginia Tech then sends out their kicker with the graphic, thanks to ESPN, 10 for 10 on game-ending kicks.
This is
the Virginia Tech young man that I've already forgotten his name because I don't want to say bad things.
Oh, they're down. At this point, they're down.
It's a tie game. I just need him to kick the field goal and win. Because I have plus six.
Oh, I see. Right.
So Virginia Tech can kick a field goal, win by three, shake hands, everybody moving on.
Oh.
And then ESPN, 10 for 10 on game winners. You'll never guess what happened.
Missed.
Hit OT. The upright. Well, they left enough time for Cal to try and get off a miracle kick. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't good, but it wasn't a horrific kick. So then we go to overtime. And, of course, if you're sitting there with plus six in overtime, you're basically just begging the team that you bet on to not score a touchdown, kick a field goal. Well, lo and behold, they score on the first play. Extra point good. They offered little to no resistance to Virginia Tech, who then scores. Go for two, Philip Montgomery. What are you doing? You got to go for two the next period anyway.
Yeah, no one does that.
It's not true. Belichick did it.
No, some do. Belichick does.
Like,
yes,
like,
right.
It
yes.
makes no sense. Like, and they
you're going to have to do it anyway.
Correct. They kick the extra point. Virginia Tech scores in the first play in double overtime. Gets the two-point play. You'll never believe that. And, of course, Cal just doesn't even get the ball to the end zone.
All we needed was the young man who was 10 for 10.
Just to do your job.
All right, that's tough, man. How do you feel about this week's card?
Jeff, I'm kind of getting my elbows out. I think this could be a big week. Big week.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Jeff, let's start with Friday night. A principal play earlier this season was, where's North Carolina? Let's bet against them.
Yes.
They've actually played pretty good football the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
And you know who has not played good football the last month? Ever since Steve Angeli got hurt, Syracuse 1-3 against the number. And in the one, they had to score 15 fourth quarter garbage time points to get inside the number. I think the Tar Heels do it. Give me the Tar Heels plus 2.5 tonight. I think they get the win.
Wow. North Carolina plus 2.5 over Syracuse. Next.
Jeff, let's just go back. Like, sometimes you just got to go back to the film room and be like, what's our offense?
Yep. What do you do?
Let's find Ohio State.
Yep.
Let's just find Ohio State. Let's lay 19. Penn State.
Yep.
Lifeless. And Cobb made a great point yesterday. You know actually why betting on Ohio State's really fun? Because they actually don't run the football that well. They just have to throw it, and that means they got to throw it to one of four NFL receivers, and they just keep scoring. So let's just lay the number.
Okay, I'm nervous about this next one. Arch is going to play, right?
Arch, I am assuming at this point Arch is going to play.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing, Jeff. He was quite concussed. And more importantly, I'm going to say Vandy got their clunker out of the way last week. It's going to be a low-scoring game. Obviously, we know Texas defense is legitimate, but this is just a classic. I cannot live with myself if Diego Pavia goes into Austin, Texas, beats Texas, puts all of us out of our Texas misery, starts peeing on the logo, and I didn't bet on him. I would never be able to live with myself giving the 3.
I feel good about this one. Vanderbilt plus 3.5 over Texas. Next.
Jeff, we also have a policy on this, or at our portfolio. Our policy is Jeff Sims playing quarterback? And the answer is yes. Jeff Sims is playing quarterback for Arizona State. He's back. He's only 9-18 against the spread in his entire career over three stops. Also, the weather in Ames, Iowa tomorrow, 45 and raining.
Ugh.
That is not Sun Devil weather. Give me the Cyclones. I'll lay the 7.5.
Iowa State -7.5. They don't need cornerbacks if you're playing against Jeff Sims, do you? You don't need cornerbacks.
Absolutely not.
No.
You just need to be on the field.
-7.5 Arizona over Arizona State. Next.
Jeff, this is the classic. I have watched more SMU than I care to. They stink. They're just not a good football team. Give me Miami. I'll lay 10. They are a good football team.
Miami -10 over SMU. Next.
All right, this can be the one, if you're out there and you're saying, I don't know if I should trust Jeffrey, I will listen to you on this one. I can't figure out Kansas State, one way or the other. I want to jump on them, I'm wrong. I want to fade them, I'm wrong. I do know this.
Yep.
The last 3 weeks, they've actually played pretty good football.
Yep.
And I'm just not quite sold on the whole Texas Tech quarterback situation. You got one guy that's playing hurt. You've already lost your backup for the year. I'll take K-State at home. Give me 7.5.
K-State +7.5 over Texas Tech. Next.
Jeff, it's time.
It is time. I agree. The luck has to run out.
It's time. It's time. It's time. Virginia going 3,000 miles all the way to Cal. Listen, we said we don't love Wilcox as a favorite. But he's getting points here. Justin Wilcox over 70% as an underdog. Give me Cal and the 6 points.
Cal +6 over Virginia. Next.
Jeff, this is our, well, that doesn't make sense, game of the week. Arkansas hosting Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
Line came out. Arkansas -4. I think they're begging you to take Mississippi State. Give me the home team. I'll take the Hogs. We'll call the Hogs -4.
Bobby Petrino off the field on the shoulders of the players after he wins this one?
Or maybe the boosters will.
Maybe the boosters will.
The Little Rock
will.
Boosters will come down to the field and hoist them on their shoulders. Hip, hip, hooray. Yeah, give me the Hogs -4.
Go ahead and take the Hogs -4 over Mississippi State. Next.
Jeff, the last time Ole Miss won a SEC game by more than one score was last year against, of all teams, the SEC champion Georgia Bulldogs. South Carolina comes to town off a gripping and grueling loss. I just don't know if Ole Miss's defense is good enough to beat anybody by 13. Give me the 13 in South Carolina.
South Carolina +13 over Ole Miss. Next.
Jeff, this is my trust your eyes game of the week. I don't think Oklahoma's a different football team than they were last year. I think they are marginally better at quarterback. That's about it. Tennessee at home. I got the black jerseys. Night game. Place is rocking. I don't trust Oklahoma. Give me the Vols. I'll lay 2.5.
I do have the following question, though.
All right.
About Tennessee. Okay?
Yep.
Who the hell have they played?
Who
have they beaten?
I know the fun fact is that they've yet to beat an SEC team that has a win, but that will change tomorrow. Someone between Arkansas and Mississippi State has to get a win. We at least know that that is true. Furthermore, Oklahoma has not had a game that was as impressive as Tennessee was against even Georgia. And also, Tennessee's a different team at home
Tennessee's
than they have been.
Best game was a loss.
Correct. So their best win is the loss to Georgia. I also think, though, if you were watching the first half against Alabama, like that game just completely spiraled because of one play. I think Tennessee's better than Oklahoma. Here's my question. Who's Oklahoma beaten? I guess Michigan? Are we sure they're good?
Tennessee -2.5 over Oklahoma. Next.
Jeff, this is my you just have to trust the data game. Hugh Freeze, as a home favorite against Power 4 teams at Auburn, is 1-8 against the spread. He has not covered the line in multiple games, in consecutive games, since all the way back in 2023. This is the, I cannot believe I'm doing this, but give me Kentucky an 11.5 game of the week.
Give me the next one. Did you skip Florida State and Wake?
Oh, yeah. Just give me Wake +10 because I have one team that plays really hard and one team that doesn't play really hard.
So you got Wake +10.5 over Florida State,
yep.
And you've got Kentucky +11.5 over Auburn. You've got two coaches there in Norvell and Hugh Freeze, who are on the hot seat. What are the chances that each of them is going to get fired?
That each of them gets fired by the end of the year?
Yeah. But what percent chance is there that Freeze will be back, and what percent chance is there that Norvell will be back? Is it zero zero?
I do wonder if Auburn is going to be backed into a decision they don't want to make, which is they've been penciled in for Sumrall the whole time. And now have they fallen behind to where Sumrall's going to get offered other jobs that he'd rather have and they don't make the move?
Like the only question is, do you want to be in this cycle at this point?
I'm going to say there is a 5% chance that each is back. I think the decision has been made on both. It's just they're trying to figure out when the pull, like
can
when to
work.
Yeah.
You got to find the money. You got to find the money this year.
Correct.
When there's not necessarily a better coach. Although, as we've pointed out, there may not be a better coach if you're insisting on having a Power Four head coach.
Correct.
But there's plenty of good coordinators.
And there's also plenty of good coaches throughout the country. Like, why not somebody go get Chesney at JMU?
Right.
Last JMU guy worked.
Someone will go get Chesney at JMU.
I mean, why not take a chance and build around a Colin Klein or a Will Stein? Why not? These are good coordinators. It's worked before.
Colin Klein has been really good, honestly.
Yes.
So that is that's Wake plus 10.5 over Florida State and Kentucky plus 11.5 over Auburn. Next.
Jeff, we have our mousetrap game of the week. This line came out. I cannot believe it. Utah at home, laying 10.5. I just think Cincinnati's a good, solid football team, and you're giving me 10.5, and I think these two teams are even. Give me 10.5, but the line scares me.
Cincinnati plus 10.5 over Utah. So here it is, folks. I'm still up.
Still up.
Lose faith. I'm still up. That $1,000 is no longer just $1,000. It's more than $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the week where we're going to reclaim our momentum with North Carolina plus 2.5 over Syracuse, Ohio State minus 19 over Penn State, Vandy plus 3.5 over Texas, Iowa State minus 7.5 over Arizona State, Miami minus 10 over SMU, K-State plus 7.5 over Texas Tech, Cal plus 6 over Virginia, Arkansas minus 4 over Mississippi State, South Carolina plus 13 over Ole Miss, Tennessee minus 2.5 over Oklahoma, Wake plus 10.5 over Florida State, Kentucky plus 11.5 over Auburn, and Cincinnati plus 10.5 over Utah. Is there anyone significant that we've missed?
I didn't pick Florida, Georgia, just because I have no. You got
the line there?
It's 7. The line actually tells me I should probably take Florida, but I don't know how you can trust whatever Florida's going to be out of this bye week with a new coach.
All right, we'll take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. We haven't talked much NFL, Jeffrey. How about, besides the Bills Chiefs, how about most interesting game being Minnesota at Detroit, just because J.J. McCarthy, that's a team that had Darnold in the building last year, that had Daniel Jones in the building last year, went with J.J., and here they are.
So I'm going to say no, because I know what J.J. is. I don't think he was good.
You don't think it's interesting?
I think I'm going Colts and Steelers, because I actually think the Colts are a legitimately good team. I don't think this is fake, fraudulent.
Like, no.
They do exactly what you want to do. When they play a good team, they showed up. Like, they got beat on the last possession against the Rams. But then when they play the bad teams, they beat the absolute snot out of them. And is Pittsburgh kind of fake? I don't know. Like, this is like a get-off-the-mat game. They're back at home. I don't know. I think that game's interesting to me.
In the meantime, you got Grizzlies, Lakers tonight at FedEx Forum. Nothing scarier than Rui Hachimura against the Grizzlies. That's terrifying. Grizzlies have five of their next six at home. They just have that Toronto game on what could be World Game 7
day.
But otherwise, they are here on Halloween. They've actually played a shocking number of Halloween games. They are 5-5 on Halloween. Last year, Halloween beat the hell out of the Bucks. Do you remember that?
I remember them beating
122-99 against the Milwaukee Bucks at FedEx.
I remember them beating the Bucks. I just didn't know that it was Halloween.
I'm looking at the Grizzlies game notes, and they have the little subhead over Cedric Coward is Cedric the Entertainer. Do you like that or not?
He's entertaining right now. He's certainly entertaining me.
He is absolutely entertaining. I don't know how, like, no, the Grizzlies need reinforcements. I don't know how you can't be thrilled with how this has gone for the Grizzlies. Like, the most important things are John Jaren healthy.
Yep.
Check. You know, plus, it's not just health.
Playing.
They're playing. They're trying to play every game. It's mindset. It's Ja's mood seems to be upbeat. Like, obviously, he was the game winner the other night, but like,
I think he's shown good leadership.
And yeah, so you got that, and then you got the next most important thing is Cedric Howard emerging as. I mean, it's just fun. I know it is funny. Chris is like, I enjoy validation.
Sure,
I'm weaker than he is, right? Like, I enjoy external validation. It's not. I don't need the external validation to know that Cedric Howard's good. I've been saying that. But I like seeing other people discover it, too. I get pleasure out of that. I like seeing other people. What I really like is seeing other fan bases lament, why the F didn't we take him?
Sure, that's always a good feeling.
I love that.
I think, though, this is kind of the difference. Like, this is where you're wired differently than I am. Like, you want to hear what the national broadcast says about the Grizzlies.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I like it.
And I don't care.
You're, well, let's be honest. You also don't have Twitter, so you're not going to hear what anyone else says anyway. You get one piece of candy tonight, Jeffrey. What is it?
$100,000.
That's so old school.
I love it.
It's just not that good a candy.
I love it. I love it.
I think I'm going Reese's. I think I got to go Reese's Peanut Butter.
Real original.
Chris Greer has been fired, in case we didn't make that clear. He's the Dolphins GM, or was
Problem
the
solved.
Dolphins GM. A big night of sports, big weekend of sports. What is coming up next?
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Parthia Padhyay will join their program today. DeMichael Cole in with me on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Blake Topmeyer going to join the program as well. Cobb will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. We will be back tomorrow for now. Not tomorrow. Monday. For now, work is done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.